Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You messed up, or at least you think you did. Maybe it was a job you quit in the heat of the moment, or not finishing your education 10 years ago, or even cheating on your spouse. We can perceive big or little things as crimes that need to be punished in perpetuity. Many of us can easily forgive others, but when it comes to forgiving ourselves, we're not so generous. But learning to forgive ourselves is crucial to creating balanced, healthy relationships with other people, as well as leading a life of serenity and satisfaction. Forgiving yourself won't change your past, but it will absolutely make your future brighter. So today, I'm covering my top 5 tips for forgiving yourself and letting go of guilt, shame, and past regrets. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy you're here. This is a question, oh my gosh, so many of you wrote in about. Again, if you haven't written in a question yet, please do. Abby@abbymetcalf.com, comment under one of my videos, DM me on IG, whatever. You know, leave a comment on something you would like to see covered in a future episode, and I will do my best to get to it. So let's get in. So the research shows, because you know me, I always start with the research. That's why you're here with me. There's a ton of research showing that there are huge benefits to both your mental and your physical health when you truly forgive yourself for the decisions your previous self made. So self-forgiveness it's really crucial to a life of connection and well-being. That is why we're talking about it today. And as always, the research and where you can look for yourself will all be linked on the show notes page, abbymetcalf.com. Look under podcast or the relationship tips and tools page, where there's a full blog post about this. Every episode, I have a corresponding blog post, almost everyone. I'd say 99.9% of them. And you can take notes from there if you don't want to listen to the whole episode again and there was something you wanted to remember. Or again, if you want to go look up the research, all the links are there. So it's because I love you. That's why there's a whole space for you to do all that. But there you go. All right. So, and I want to say this too. It's not just your own well-being that's affected when you can forgive yourself. Because carrying around guilt, shame, and regret, any of those, is a complete relationship killer. Whenever we believe these negative things about ourselves, we go into relationships feeling feeling less than, not worthy of love from a partner, or not worthy of that promotion at work, something like that. Because, you know, we're putting out this energy of being an imposter, of being less than. And, you know, I've talked about it a lot. Other people pick up on our energy, and we end up attracting predators, bad bosses, people who try to take advantage of us. It happens. And I'll repeat this here, which I've said many times in the podcast. There's incredible research by Timothy Wilson showing that our conscious brains process information at a rate of 40 bits per second, while our unconscious or subconscious brains process information at a rate of 11 million bits per second. And that is how people pick up, you know, when we talk about, some people are like, I don't believe in law of attraction. That's ridiculous. And I'm not saying it's as simple as it's been made out to be, the law of attraction, but in some ways it is, but it's grounded by science. Like, there's science behind this. There is a way, you know, you have walked into a room, maybe you had a new boss or there's a person at a party and you got a bad feeling. They were saying all the right things. They had a big smile on their face. And the whole time you're like, ick. It is because of those 11 million bits. You know, the 40 bits were them talking to you and you talking to them and maybe smiling back, you know, all the conscious stuff. But that 11 million is picking up on other things. And people pick it up from you also. And that is how we start attracting icky people into our lives. And then we think, oh, all people are icky. See, I'm a piece of shit. So I don't deserve anything. And see, you know, look, I have proof because of these horrible people in my life. But I say this with love, you're part of co-creating that. So when you shift and forgive yourself and let go of past regrets and truly, truly forgive yourself, your energy starts to shift. That 11 million bits starts to shift. And then different people are attracted. Just like at that party or at work, when you have that icky person, you don't hang around with them. You're like, oh, I don't get a good feeling from them. And you walk away. Well, guess what? The other thing happens. There's somebody that you feel attracted to, or there's something there. And people start to have that with you as you build up these pieces within yourself. So I want to be clear that forgiving yourself is just it's just everything. It's such a big deal. And that's why we're covering it today. And I'll go into more detail in the tips, but I want to be really clear. So, and when it comes to forgiving ourselves, in my work, you know, I've been doing this about 40 years now. There are two major categories that I see when we're trying to forgive, when my clients are trying to forgive themselves. And the first category are things that are more tangible. You know, someone cheated on their partner. They stole at work. They're yelling, you know, they've yelled at their mom. I had someone who drove drunk and hurt someone. These are all things that seem objectively to be wrong or bad, although to what degree is up for interpretation. But there are things, right, that you can sort of go, oh, I did this thing. I yelled at my mom. That's never good. You know, how do I forgive myself for acting this way with her? Whatever. Obviously, my client who hurt someone drunk driving, huge, right? That's wow. So yeah, objectively, you're going to look and go, wow, that's not an okay thing. You still need to forgive yourself somewhere for that. And we're going to go into it. But the second category I see are events or issues that you perceive as bad that are really regrets. So those are things like maybe you dropped out of high school. Maybe you stayed in an unhealthy relationship for too long. You didn't freeze your eggs when you were younger, you know, or maybe you smoked when you were pregnant. The problem with these regrets is that you can't forgive yourself for having ever made these decisions. So they really play like a bad movie over and over again in your head. And that becomes something different. So I did an episode a while back called Regret Sucks, the 3-step process to make it stop. And I'll cover some of that in today's episode, but I want to be clear that I did a whole thing on that here. If you are noticing it's more about regrets you have, not that if you, you know, smoked when you were pregnant, you wouldn't feel regretful about it, but there's a difference between you dropped out of school and made a decision at the time with the tools you had. Do you know what I mean? And or you didn't finish your education, sorry, when you were like 17. It's different because you didn't necessarily do anything, quote unquote, bad. You know, you just did this thing that maybe wasn't a great choice at the time. There's a different way your brain lumps those things. So, but regardless, today I'm going to address both categories in one lump group. So the five tips, I don't care what you're, if it's really a regret you were having or if it's really a choice you, something you did, like yelling at your mom that you feel like you can't forgive yourself for, or, you know, we've done all, I did some horrible things when I was a using heroin addict. I will tell you that I have had a hard time forgiving myself for. They carried a lot of shame, a lot of just how could I have ever done that to other humans or to myself? I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it needs to be done because we can't move forward if we're still living in our past and we can't change the past. You're not Superman. You can't spin the world to back up. So I'm going to treat everything today with my five tips. Now, this also means you might think that your event, your thing is bigger than someone else's thing. So you have more of a right or even an obligation not to forgive yourself. It's like, oh no, I hurt someone drunk driving. Like I can never forgive myself. I'm allowed to never forgive myself for that. I'm not saying I don't want you to forget it because you did. You hurt someone. You know, something happened. I get it. It's not about forgetting. It's about forgiving. It's about finding a space of compassion for this, which again, I'll get to in the tips, where you can at least move forward because you still have to move forward in your life. We can't have all of our lives boiled down to one decision that we made or two decisions that we made. So again, what I'm going to say today applies to all the things because trust me, I've been working with you a long, long time and I have heard all of it. There's not much I haven't heard. There's not many horrible things I haven't heard that people have done. And there needs to be, again, a space. Now, other people might not forgive you. That's different. You can't force someone else to forgive you, but there's something different when you forgive yourself. It doesn't mean, again, that you might not want to make amends. And I actually think as I'm forgiving myself, it's when I really do want to make amends to other people that are real, that aren't me coming from just the fear and the upset, but from a place of love and true understanding of what I did, truly getting and what has happened when I've apologized from those places is people can, again, that 11 million bits, people can feel that how much I wish this didn't happen and how much I take responsibility for it, for what I responsibility is different than blame. So when we take responsibility, it's something else. Responsibility means that, you know, I'm responsible for this decision I made. And then we take action to never make that decision again. My you know, client has done many things to not drink and drive again. And to make sure that never happens again. You can't guarantee things, obviously, but you can put a lot of things in place and you can do a lot of work to make a different future where future decisions are different. When you're just in, I'm a piece of crap and I'll never amount to anything, you don't make any changes. You're not really doing anything to better yourself. And to me, that's not really coming to peace with what you might have done because there's no action involved. There's just victim stuff. And so we can't do anything from there. So I believe if you really want to work on forgiveness, even of other people to you, but of just truly a thing you did, you have to have self-forgiveness so that you can move forward and be different moving forward. You know, if someone does something bad, you know, icky to me and then says, oh, sorry, but then does it again, I don't think they're very sorry. When someone says, you know, right, it's the behavior that happens after that makes you go, oh, this person really is sorry and they're really doing something, right? Isn't that the truth? And that's what self-forgiveness gives us. When we do that, we actually have different action on the other side, which takes us to another place. I hope that makes sense to you. It's very important to separate these things out and to really understand what I'm saying. Otherwise, and I've heard it all. I've heard you. I sit in my office with you. I know, or on Zoom now. You know, yeah, but Abby, oh, but what I did. Oh, please, just stop. Just stop. It's just, you're being a victim. And it's sort of like, instead of really being sorry, you're just being a victim. And we all know that when someone acts victimized, when they've hurt us, it doesn't feel like we really want to forgive them, right? Well, that's what you're doing. When you refuse to move forward from the place you're in, because, you know, because you just can't let it go, that's what you're doing. So there is no forgiveness anywhere, not in like the universe, our greater world, not with the other person, not with yourself, if it's just a decision that affected yourself. But trust me, if you dropped out of school and that's all you talk about is how much you regret that and what was I thinking and that was so stupid, or you got a degree in something you don't use now, what a waste of money, what was I thinking, I was so stupid, and that's what you talk about and that's what you present and that's where you are in the world, it's not fun to be around you. It doesn't feel good. You're looking for me to tell you it's okay and I'm not going to. Move on. Move the fuck on. I'm sorry for I know sometimes there's young people listening. Excuse me. But sometimes I have to swear to like really, because I don't do it a lot, to really get your attention that this is something you gotta move on. And I'm gonna show you some tools how to do that today. We're gonna teach you some tools to do that today. So let's get to them. Let's get to my five top sort of tips or tools to forgive yourself. Here are my top five.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tools to help with self-forgiveness. Okay? Coming at you. All right. Tip number one is compassion is the only place to start. It's compassion. Being able to forgive yourself requires self-compassion first and foremost. And everyone, and I mean everyone in the world, including the Dalai Lama, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., including Mahatma Gandhi, has made mistakes. Because if you're human, you've made a mistake. You've made mistakes. The key is to learn from the errors, to learn from the mistakes and move forward. When we hold on to past decisions we don't like, we're holding on to the idea of staying stuck in the past instead of opening up our future. You cannot, no matter how much you fret, kick yourself, or worry, unring that bell. You can't unring the bell. It's done. The toothpaste is out of the tube, never to be put back. There is only coming to terms with what is and what was, taking responsibility, I'm all for it, and then figuring out how to not make the same mistake or mistakes again. That's it. That's the only choice you really have to, again, to me, to be a good person in the world. It's not being a good person in the world to beat yourself up forever because of everything I just said. You're not really connecting anymore to the thing you've done. You're just, I'm a victim. I did it. It's all over. It's done. Do you hear yourself? That's why everyone gets frustrated with you and sick of hearing it, because you're sick of hearing it. You're sick of saying it, but it's because you're stuck in an unhelpful cycle and you're not really, what's the point? Stop complaining. You're not moving on. You're not doing anything about it. So what are you doing? You did the best. I've said it 100 times, but I'll say it again. You did the best with the tools you had at that time when you made a decision to smoke when you were pregnant. At that time, those were the best tools you had. You might have known smoking was bad for pregnancy and done it anyway, but you still only had certain tools at the time to help you stop. Knowing something isn't a tool. that's not having certain sort of characteristics, you know, inside that can help you move. I knew it was bad to do heroin. I knew that that was an unhealthy choice. I did not have the tools to stop myself from doing it, though. So with who you were at that time, with everything at your disposal, that was the choice you made. You have different tools now, and so you can make different choices now. So really what you're forgiving, you have to forgive the person you were at that time. I have to forgive my 19, 20-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old self. I have to forgive her. That's what I have to forgive. You have to forgive who that person was. And it could have been a year ago and it could have been yesterday, all right? But now today you're listening to the podcast, you're listening to this episode and you're getting different tools and you're going to make different choices today. At the end of the episode, you're going to think, what is one thing I can walk away with that I can do today? That's a different person. You are. And every day as you take those steps, you become farther and farther from the person you were. You have to ask yourself, what were that past self's circumstances when they made that choice? Who are you now? What are you doing now to be different? These are all the questions to ask. These are all the, this is the headspace to be in. And it, you know, and I often quote the 12 steps, you know, of Alcoholics Anonymous, AA or Narcotics Anonymous. And I often, you know, use tools I learned there. And there is, you know, this serenity prayer that's bastardized a little bit from the original, that's repeated at every single meeting. And I think it's repeated because it should be. And it's, we say just the very beginning, and again, it's changed a little from the original, but God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And as annoying as I have found that prayer at different times in my life, the words are so helpful if you focus on them. You're asking God, the universe, I don't care what you believe in, or ask yourself, I don't care, to give you some peace, this, right? Grant me the serenity. Give me some, so that I can accept what I can and can't change, while summoning the courage to make the changes that I can take and to take action now where I can. And then you're asking for the wisdom or the knowledge to understand the difference of things you can change and things you can't. So whether you're in the 12 steps or not, this can be a great mantra to say to yourself. This is a great tool when you're feeling stuck in the past. I do it. I still do it. By being forgiving of yourself, you can then accept yourself and be more responsible for your life choices. When you're stuck in this other victim place, you're not taking responsibility for your choices. You're not. You're blaming yourself, but you're not taking responsibility. Do you hear that? You're blaming yourself. You're beating yourself up. Oh, I'm the worst person in the world. I'm a piece of crap. I'm nobody, right? And I know I said it in that voice. Yeah, I did. I went after you. I'm coming for your neck because I need you to change this. So you're doing that victim thing, but you're not taking responsibility. You're just awful, the blame and the guilt and the shame. Very nice. And there's a time and a place for that. I've wallowed in it myself. But then there's a time to move. And there's a time to really take responsibility. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. And to stop being a victim. I did a whole episode on the victim mindset and the ways to get out of it. And then I did a whole thing on having a more positive mindset right at the beginning of the year. So go look back in my, I'll link to it in the show notes, but also you can look, you know, put in those words, keywords, wherever you're listening to me. By the way, if you're listening on Apple, you are no longer automatically getting downloads. You can share this with friends. And so Apple changed their settings in like January. So you have to go in and like switch something, toggle something to ask for podcasts that you're subscribed to automatically be downloaded again. I noticed that my Apple listeners went way down since January. And it's, I know it's because of that, because that's the only thing that's linked to that. And Spotify has stayed huge and other ones have stayed huge. So Apple, and if you know anyone with Apple, give them a little poke. You've got to change your settings so that I get downloaded and you remember me and don't forget the fabulous Abby and all the help I want to give you. Okay. So when you don't forgive yourself, again, you're acting like a victim who can't change anything. And you know, again, that acting like a victim in your life, nothing makes me crazier than when you do that. So again, listen to the other episodes if you need to. Always listen to my podcast because I talk about it all the friggin' time. It makes me so nuts that, yeah, anyway. So in the end, you've got to work on your self-compassion. I've done many episodes about self-love, self-compassion, or you can pick up any book by the queen of self-compassion, Kristen Neff, who's the first person to operationalize the term self-compassion so that we could study it. That's why we love her, because it's research-based. But you've got to make working on your self-compassion a priority. Again, I did a whole episode on it. I'll link to it in the show notes. I also, in my latest book, which is fast becoming another number one bestseller, my latest book is called Boundaries Made Easy. If you're watching me on YouTube, I'm sort of pointing behind me to it. I go deep on self-love, self-esteem, self-compassion, the differences between those. I go deep on all the tools. So, and boundaries are a great place to start practicing forgiveness of yourself and self-love and self-compassion. So I go into those as individual concepts in the book, great actionable tools and steps for you to use for each one. So again, you can do all those. You could do something free. You could pay money. You could go to Kristen Neff. You know me, I just want you to get the help. So I'm plugging my book here because I think it'll change your life, this latest book. But I also am telling you, you can do it for free. And if you have Audible, you can get my book for free, really. So, because it's my voice. We're on Audible. But however you do it, or go back and search through my episodes, I'm fine with that. I want to help you, and I've made it available in so many different ways. Okay, that's what we're doing here. You know, I'm not scammy. I know people leave messages. They're like, she's always plugging her stuff. I'm like, yeah, you're getting free information. I occasionally plug my stuff to make a little money. It's okay. I have no guilt about it or shame, and I only plug things that I think will help you. But I would say plug way more stuff than my own stuff most of the time. But regardless, even if I was only plugging my stuff, hey, I think it's okay. So you should think it's okay too. We have a relationship, the two of us, it's reciprocal. I give, and you can give back to me by buying something, but you can also, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, like a video, leave a comment, follow me on Instagram. There's a bunch of ways. Buy a mug from my website, which are inspirational little mugs, or a notebook to start, you know, journaling. There's a ton of ways you can support me that don't cost you a penny. Send me an email telling me how much episode changed your life. Support, reciprocal relationship. And you should always do that with any free content you are engaging with. I think we've gotten very cynical in our world, and like everyone's out for something. And you know, people are allowed to, it's okay, you know, to make money. If that's all they're doing, you can feel that, you know, when that's happening, trust yourself, trust your instincts. You know, that's not what I do. So, you know, get yourself involved with people. But if you're getting a lot of free content somewhere, you know, do the thing, like their video. It doesn't have to be me, like their videos, subscribe, follow, do things that support them so that they can continue to give you free content. It sort of just makes sense. Okay, that's my little soapbox on that. Tip number two, develop realistic expectations. This one makes me nuts, people. If you're having difficulty forgiving yourself for something or for just being who you are, it's time to evaluate your expectations. What are your expectations? What are the expectations you have set for yourself? Are you supposed to be perfect and only make correct choices every single time, or have only ever made correct choices? Is that the bar you're at? Because that's impossible. That is an impossible goal and wholly unrealistic. It's crazy. Or maybe you're trying to live up to the unrealistic expectations others have set for you, or that you see on social media and their curated little lives. Are you so busy comparing your life to your sister's or to someone you follow on Instagram? Are you listening to your dad's voice in your head telling you that you should be able to work full time and also still only give your children, you know, homemade organic foods and not allow them any screen time? Are you freaking kidding me? I don't know anyone who does all this. And if there are people out there, I'm telling you, that can do all that, they're giving it up somewhere else. Maybe their marriage isn't as good as you think. Maybe they're not happy. Maybe they're not taking care of their physical health or their mental health or their spiritual health. I'm telling you, there's only so much any human can do. So if it looks really perfect on the outside, you can bet your bippy that it's not perfect everywhere. I don't have a perfect life. No one does. That's such crap. So stop and, you know, stop with the comparing. Stop with the, you know, if that voice in your head is that you're never enough or that you can never measure up, that's not a reasonable voice. And again, the expectations here are way too high, right? Think about it. When you have healthy expectations, when they're healthy, here's how you know. They're achievable consistently, but more important, you feel fulfilled and satisfied when you reach them. It feels good. If you're always feeling drained, anxious, never enough, you've got yourself some unrealistic expectations that need to shift. I promise. I would highly recommend listening to a loving kindness meditation at least once a week as you learn to lower your expectations to something reasonable and be kind to yourself in the process. I have a free loving kindness meditation on YouTube. Just put in Abby Metcalf loving kindness meditation. Lots of people have listened, love it. I use the script that's been shown from the research to have all the benefits. It's a very kind of specific way you do it. I do it just that way. But there's a ton of free stuff also out there with loving kindness meditations. Start listening to one once a week, maybe twice a week. That'll also obviously help with your self-compassion from tip one. But either way, it's a win. So make that part. That's the one thing you could do. If you do nothing else after the podcast, start doing that twice a week. That's going to change. That's going to have change in your life. It is going to have change that you can feel in your life. So if everything else feels like too much, to forgive yourself, start there. I'm telling you, it's going to help. Tip number three. Get perspective. And all of these, as you can see, are slightly linked, but they're all a little bit different. Getting perspective on your mistake is big. If, you know, and again, I'm calling it a mistake, but that's, to me, that's even a judgmental term for it. It's really getting perspective on a choice you've made in the past that you don't like. Okay. If this is something, by the way, that happened 10 years ago, you're not upset about something now, but something old. So the hurt is past. So if you're treating it like it's happening now, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Ask yourself some constructive questions. So here's what you want to do. Here's my tips for this tip. Did you learn anything good about yourself from your perceived mistake, from this thing you did? Or did you learn anything about yourself, good or not? What else is true? And put that in a positive frame about your perceived mistake from the past. Like, what else could be true? This is all part of rational emotive therapy. I will link to this in the show notes. I did a whole episode on, you know, sort of how to change your emotions about and your feelings and thoughts about something. RET, or rational emotive therapy, was created by Albert Ellis and one of the greats of the psychology field. And it's pretty much, it's called the ABC format. I break it down even more in that episode, but where you're really taking something and you're seeing the situation and then you write down your beliefs about it. Then you write down your feelings when you have those beliefs. And then basically what you do is you dispute the beliefs. What else could be true? Well, it's also true that, when I was pregnant and smoking, I was overwhelmed in my life. I was with someone, there was no dad in the picture, or I was in a very unhappy relationship, or I didn't want to get pregnant. And, you know, maybe I was trying to sabotage in some way, or I felt out of control in my life at that time. And this was the one way I felt control. And yeah, I feel sorry for that woman now who only felt like this was her only way to have control, but that's, you know, I stayed in denial around it. I don't know. You know, you start to, and then when you have new beliefs, you look at your feelings, you check in with your feelings again, and you realize, oh, I have some compassion for that woman. I have some compassion for that person who did that, who dropped out of high school because they were overwhelmed, or who took a degree my parents told me to get that I never used. I don't know. You know, you find what else could be true about who you were at that time. What else, you know, is there? And you start to have different thoughts about it, and you feel the way you think. So then you start to have different feelings about it. Okay. Moving forwards, you can also ask yourself, moving forward, what safeguards can you put in place so you don't make that same kind of decision again? Again, I don't want to call it a mistake, but that same kind of decision again. Cognitive reframing, which is kind of what this RET, or not kind of, RET is a form of cognitive reframing, just sort of broken down. And cognitive reframing to me is the best and easiest way to get perspective. And I cover that in an episode I did called My 5-Step Process. It's called How to Stop Overthinking and Let Things Go That Bother You. And I cover that 5-step process for cognitive reframing in that episode. As always, I will link to it on the Relationship Tips and Tools page in the blog and in the show notes. But you can also just look it up by that title and you will find it, and you can listen or read and get all the information there. But again, these episodes would be 12 hours long if I was always repeating everything I've done in other episodes. I repeat some stuff, of course, or give you the pieces, but then I hope you go back and do a deeper dive later. You know, working on yourself, I just want to say this before I go into step tip four. I hear sometimes from people like, oh, get to the point quicker, it's too long, it's whatever. And I don't know how to tell you that I feel so sad for anyone who says those things. If you're thinking that at any point, that's sad. That, first of all, that you're maybe, I say with love, uneducated in some way to think that you could change your life, like all of your programming, everything you've ever learned about yourself and who you are as a person in a 30-second clip or a 5-minute clip. You're not learning how to do a dance move or how to wash your face better. You're trying to change long-standing beliefs about yourself, beliefs about the universe. Like you're trying to shift something huge. It's not going to happen in a 30-second video or even in an hour-long episode of the podcast. You're going to have to do deeper work. You're going to have to follow through on my steps, the tips I give. That's why I give them. You're going to have to maybe do some reading also. You're going to have to repeat it and hear it a few times. You know, give yourself that. Maybe go to therapy. I started this podcast for people who didn't have access to good evidence-based treatment of some kind. But if you do have access, I get a lot of emails from people telling me this is a great adjunct to their therapy. You know, they use them together. You know, you got to really put in the time on yourself. Give yourself that. If you're ever listening to me thinking, oh, she just should hurry up and get to the point, I want you to stop and think, oh, no, I want to listen to every word. This is not an ego thing I'm doing. This is a trying to slow your roll. Listen, stop, give yourself a minute, breathe, try to take in the information. Don't try to cram things into everything else. Really listen and give yourself this. Okay, give yourself this. I don't get like paid more because you listen to the entire episode. And I've also started chopping up a lot of these episodes into shorter bits. But I frankly kind of hate that. I have to say, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it because you know what I get a lot? People say, oh, is there somewhere where there's more about this? I'm like, yeah, the whole episode. And I also think it takes things out of context. If you don't understand the research behind something or why you should be doing it, the tips don't have much value and you're not going to do them. But if you listen to the whole thing and you can put it into context and integrate it and really have it sit in your brain differently, then it sits in your brain differently and you might do the tool, you might do it. And I'm not just saying this for my podcast or my books or whatever. I'm saying this for everywhere that you learn information or take in things to help yourself. Give yourself this opportunity. Put aside an hour a week to work on things. I don't know. I think it should be more if you're really feeling stuck, but maybe an hour a week to listen and another hour a week to do the work or whatever, or break that up, but really think about it. Okay. All right. Tip number four is to stop the replay. It is time to stop replaying and re-stimulating whatever the event was, the issue, the past choice you don't like. If you find yourself during your day remembering anything about the, again, mistake or whatever you can't forgive yourself for, I want you to practice breathing or meditation when the thoughts come up, because you got to calm your nervous system. You have to disengage that those fight, flight, freeze reactions. You really got to stop. We know from the research that the more you replay a negative event or conversation in your head, the more negative you're going to feel. And that feeling gets entrenched in your neurocircuitry. And also, by the way, you start to twist what happened or what was said to make it closer to how you're feeling, and you lose perspective. We know this. There is so much research about this. This is not something up for debate. So you think you know the truth and you don't. You're skewing the truth every time you play it in your head because, and I'm not going to get into all the details now, I do it in other episodes, but of all the brain neurocircuitry that's going on, you are proving yourself right and you're not correct. You need to ask yourself one question when you are tripping on something, when you just can't, you know, when you're doing that, is this helpful? I think people are always proving themselves correct and true. Oh, it's true. I was a terrible person when I did that. It's true. I smoked when I was pregnant. Yeah. Is it helpful though? Is it helpful? You can think all day how you should have finished your degree when you were 18 and you or 20 or whatever, or you should have gotten a divorce earlier, or you should have gotten married earlier, or you should have had babies later or earlier, whatever. You can't. Is it helpful? Seriously. There is nothing remotely helpful because you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. As I already said, you can't unring the bell. So what the F? What are you doing? It's mental masturbation is all it is. It is mental masturbation. Now, I'm not saying masturbating can't be fun because we all know that can be nice. So if you want to do regular masturbation, I'm all for it. But mental masturbation, no. Is thinking about this over and over and replaying it like a movie in your head helping you? No. Are you feeling happier? Are you feeling lighter? No. Are you feeling energized and motivated to make changes in your life? No. It doesn't help to do the replay. You're just focusing on being right, not happy. What do I always say? Do you want to be correct or effective? So you can be right all day in your head, which by the way, you're not really. But you're not being effective. You're not shifting your life. You're not, again, really forgiving the past so that you can stop being a victim. There's nothing here for you. There's nothing here for you. Okay. Tip number five, my last tip, is to build yourself up so you can make the past smaller. So it's true. You know, you can't just forget. We know that. But you can build yourself up to a place where whatever this thing or things have been is a small part of you and your experience. And then it doesn't carry as much weight. I always compare it. It's like, you know, if you put a drop of food coloring into a mug of water, it's going to color all the water, right? But if you put a drop of food coloring in a swimming pool, you're not even going to see it or notice it. You need to expand and be the swimming pool. What can you focus on each day to expand your life and become the person you want to be, right? I got lots of ideas for this. You could start traveling. Start being a travel person. Start planning travel. Take a class in something fun, not something to improve your career. Oh, you can do that, I guess. But cooking, basket weaving, whatever your jam, whatever floats your boat, take a class. You know, not ongoing where it's really stressful, but like a weekend. Learn how to take Gary just took a blacksmith class, you know, I've done beading classes. I've made jewelry. I've done, you know, just take something new. Schedule to meet with a friend once a week take a walk. You don't have to hike. You don't have to do anything huge. Take a walk. Start walking your dog without bringing your cell phone and just be in those moments. Start attending some kind of spiritual group. It could be temple, mosque, church, or, you know, your local Buddhist Zen center or anything else, praying to the goddesses. I don't care. Anything that feels spiritual, that feels out of your head, or maybe you're going to learn a little something, go for it. Start a morning practice where you begin each day on a healthy note so you can build positive momentum all day long. I did a whole episode called Abby's Step-by-Step Guide to starting your day right. I'll link to it in the show notes, but you can also go look it up. It's literally nitty gritty how to start your day to have positive momentum to help carry that through the day. Practice mindfulness throughout your day. If you don't have my free mindfulness starter kit yet, what are you waiting for? Schedule a once a week lunch date with a good friend. Start a meditation practice. Again, because I love you so, so much, I have a free meditation starter kit you can download. I have a learn to meditate for 15 minutes in 15 days, little course you can buy. It's like $11 or something. I think I made it $11.11 because I'm so cute and spiritual, right? But again, you could do something free. You could, you know, all the apps on your phones to learn to meditate. Read a great forgiveness book. You know, read 10 minutes a day in a great forgiveness book. I did an interview with Dr. You know, I do so few interviews on the podcast, but I did one with Dr. Robert Enright, a few years ago now. He is like, I think Time Magazine called him like the forgiveness trailblazer or something. He spearheaded the field of forgiveness research back in the day. Have a listen to that. Maybe buy his book, Forgiveness is a Choice. He's gotten many other books too. But, you know, do you see? Get My Boundaries Made Easy book. Read that. Like, there's a lot of things you could do to start to make yourself better, make yourself expand so that if you're so tiny, and you only have a few things occupying your brain, then yeah, that's going to be that drop of food coloring in a mug of water. But as things expand, as you allow your life, as you open up, get a pet, I don't know, you know, as you do things that enrich your life and really enrich you, guess what? That's how that starts to change. And it's really one of the best tips I can give you overall is to expand. Expand into yourself, expand into the world, expand, be bigger, be more, take up more room. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to be. And there's this quote, I think it's by Lewis Smedes. I think you say his name, S-M-E-D-E-S. I want to end with. And he says, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. I know. So is that a great way to end or what? Come on, I'm ending on a great note there. I love that quote. It is a great way to end because I want you to get out of this prison. I want you to forgive yourself and let go of these past hurts, resentments, guilt, shame, regrets. It's really time. When I talk about having healthy relationships with yourself and other people, this is one of those real big things that you've got to focus on. You've got to get to, okay? You got to. Woo! All right. That's it. That is the episode for today. Thank you as always. I know you have a lot of places you could be. You know I love you. I love that we get to do this together. I love all your emails. I love your beautiful comments. I don't like your nasty ones, so leave those for someone else. I love your beautiful ones, but they're not listening to the end anyway. It's just me and you now. Just if you're here right now, You're my peeps. You're who I'm talking to when I do the podcast. I literally picture you in my head. I do. I'm picturing you. Sometimes I picture you driving. Sometimes I picture you like folding laundry. Sometimes I'm picturing you on your long commute or something. Sometimes I'm picturing you on the train. I'm picturing this beautiful mother daughter and I think Germany who say they listen to me. I'm picturing you and I'm going to cry. I'm picturing you and I'm talking to you. I'm writing. When I'm writing to you. When I'm talking to you. I see you. You know, if you don't feel seen this week, I see you. And I talk the way I talk so directly and so clearly because I want you to change your life. You so can. You so can. It's time. It's really time. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's today. So take one thing from the podcast today and work on it, okay? That's our relationship with each other, really, is that I put this out there trusting that you're going to do something with it for yourself because that's the whole reason I do it. At the end of the day, that's why I started it. That's why I keep doing it, all right? I love you so much. Have an amazing week, and you and I are going to talk real soon. Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful, confident. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything, you can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.